This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Holidays at Disneyland. We're doing code words for these twice a morning, 6 and 7. And then Jane does it four times in her show. And she is the queen of Disney. You should see on the Alice973 Instagram on the story there. It's her with all the stars of Disney World.
Couldn't like it more.
I know. It's great.
I liked it, and then I liked it again.
That, well, if you like it again, you take the like away. So you need to like it one more time to make sure that your like is on there.
I will if you like double and like re-like. It, I'm going to like it. I'm going to just like it over and over and over again.
Just boom, boom, thumb, 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 thumb.
Can't like
well,
it
you
enough.
Love sore thumbs. So, yeah. All right. This hour's code word to get you in the running for this gigantic Disneyland prize is joy, J-O-Y. Take the word joy and text it to our contest line, 20357. And you're in the running for a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And you're in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. 4 3-day, 1-park per day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstop to Southern California. And a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is joy. To the world. Couple quick things I wanted to catch up on. We talked about them last hour, and I said I was going to look them up on my own time, and I just started laughing when I saw one of them. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just going to do it.
All right.
For some reason, Squid Game came up a couple seconds ago, just like randomly. Season 2, Netflix, the day after Christmas this year. So it's around the corner. December 26th, the third and final season, sometime in 2025.
Okay.
But if you're waiting on Squid Game, that's when that's happening. The other thing was we talked about Yellowstone briefly because there's a trailer for the new episodes. There's a huge Dutton family civil war coming up, guys. So Yellowstone trailer is up now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And we talked about how Kevin Costner's not on there anymore. And his movie, his series of movie saga called Horizons.
It's going well.
Is that what you think?
I don't know. I mean, he's Kevin Costner.
How could it be anything but, right? Boy, he touches in it.
Guy's a national treasure.
You know, remember when he made the most, wasn't he the guy behind Waterworld?
Yep.
And,
and
at
you
the
know
time,
why he got to make that was because of the movie just prior, which was Dances with Wolves. And it was the huge Oscar smash.
Yes.
And so he got...
That is a great movie.
He got handed a blank check, basically.
Well, they were really bummed by the end, by the number that he wrote down, because I think it was the first movie that ever cost more than $200 million to make. And so with that as his budget for this thing, Waterworld, he made a stinker. And I will say this, I think it got a bad rap because it cost so much and everyone was sort of laughing at it, but I loved that movie. I thought it was really good. I liked the whole concept of it. I thought it was really cool. And if you didn't know that everyone was upset with him for spending $200 million on it, you'd be like, oh, this is a good movie. I really like it. So I wonder, because Maddie's the only one who's seen that first episode of, it's called Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. It came out in June. And there are other ones in the, I think, I want to say, I thought he was going to do 5 of these. So he put up, they say, $40 million of his own money in order to get the other $60 million he needed to make this. That was the budget for this film. So $40 million of his own money and the worldwide gross on this thing in theaters, the worldwide take is $38 million. Like, this is a bomb, the likes of which we've very rarely seen. And I mean, Kevin Costner's a pretty huge star. He's done a ton of big movies. And this one is just...
Told you, I think that he may have really hurt himself in the way he exited, not Horizon, what's the other one?
Yellowstone.
I think that his exit was not...
It just wasn't graceful.
Well handled.
It seemed bitter and annoying.
And so I don't know if he burned the bridge from the Yellowstone audience or not, but if you're in business it seems to me like the move is to, there's your audience yeah. right there. I mean, yes, you hope it goes wider and bigger as it's a movie, but you kind of harmed your rep the way you walked out on that thing.
Right.
Maybe not.
Well, and think about who's the audience for Yellowstone. To me, that's the audience that wants to go see a Western.
That's what I'm saying. Mean, and exactly. If you're it's like a bridge.
In everybody's good stead and you're making this movie and it sort of feels like it might be some kind of extension of Yellowstone and people are all excited. I don't know. Maybe we're just not interested in going to movie theaters to see Westerns anymore. No idea.
Right? I wasn't just really like into Westerns when I was young. And that was, 40 years ago. I wasn't really into them. And that was at a time when at least I realize maybe, time hasn't been kind to John Wayne, but that was at a time when that dude was a big deal. And Clint Eastwood, big deal. And mm-hmm. these guys did Westerns and I never really loved any of them. It's just not for me, really.
I've definitely seen a bunch of Westerns. I just can't think of any that I'm like, that's
there's
the one.
There's a couple
like
Clint
Butch
Eastwood
Cassidy
ones
and
were
the Sundance
good.
Kid and, some of the...
Rio Bravo.
Nope.
One of
nothing,
the best ones
got
ever.
Nothing on that.
You love them?
I like the Three Amigos. I thought that was a good...
I love
that's
that
a very good Western.
Well.
My old man's 89. Mm-hmm. And that is something we do together.
No, Luigi died. Luigi is
I have
his
a stepfather.
Dad.
Yeah, my stepdad. Okay. My stepdad, who's my pops. So my pops and my father. So my pops is 89. And he and I, that's what we do when we're together.
Westerns.
Is we'll watch some old Westerns. And like,
you got to go see him at Thanksgiving. He's 89. Yeah. You have to go see him.
All right.
We'll the talk. End. So.
Where does he live?
West Virginia.
Oh, no.
He has to go.
But we go hunting.
Why are you telling him that? He's going back and forth about, I don't know.
No, tell
I just
him
got
that,
here.
Though.
I
you
got
just
things
put
to
him
do.
On the spot. Like, maybe no. he doesn't really
he
want
does,
to go.
Because deep down, he does want to go listen to him. That's
I
what
love,
we do. He's
I
89.
Love
I love
time
this
with
guy.
My pops. Yeah. Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah. Dude, you'd be so mad at yourself if you didn't go. And
she just duded you.
Dude. We're going to the dude ranch.
All right, dude.
With your dad. What do you call this dad?
Pops.
What's his actual name?
Skip.
Hey, Skip.
Skip. Does Skip listen to the show? Oh, Skip doesn't have the internet.
He doesn't have the internet.
I take it back. I'm sorry I asked. I don't know how anyone lives without the internet anymore. Like, how do you bank?
We didn't have electricity and plumbing in the house when we first moved into it.
Oh, boy, that's great. Yeah. Wait, so you were a little kid and you didn't have electricity. Did you have running water?
The first couple months, no. And then we did. And then we got... It was about maybe a year before we had electricity and plumbing.
And what about hot water? Did you have to have a
Wait
fire
a
going yeah. to heat
we
up
We had
your
a fire.
Water?
We had a fire stove.
They put that crap in after the house was built?
No. We moved into a cabin when I was a kid. My mom married my stepdad when I was 10, and they decided they would move off the grid a little bit. My dad's a helicopter pilot.
They wanted to be off the grid.
Okay,
yeah,
so
they
you
wanted
were,
to be out in the middle of the woods.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah, and it sucked.
He had a helicopter landing pad there.
Yeah, in the yard, just landed in the
yard.
And
so he would take you down to school
take
in
me
the
down
helicopter.
To the bus stop in the helicopter.
Wait, so, and there was a helicopter pad near there.
That was where the hangar for the helicopter was, where you stored it. Yeah. So I would go down there, take a shower. it had everything, so...
Did so you, when you wanted to poop, you went outside.
I had an out, and I even after we got plumbing, we used the outhouse because we didn't have a lot of water.
Hmm.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
I've forgotten about that.
Yeah,
and
it
what
was
is
a
the,
very interesting childhood?
What kind of walk from the cabin to the outhouse was that?
It wasn't very.
You don't want it close on a windy day.
Nah.
You might have that scent blown right into your room.
It
but
wasn't
you don't want
far.
It too far away because there's going to be winter. Winter's coming.
But as a child, I would, instead of going outside, I just pee out the window.
Oh, boy.
And then my dad one day walks in and goes, what are you doing outside? What are you doing? All the grass is dead. Yeah, exactly. God. I got busted.
So you had a pair of slippers that you'd put on to go to the bathroom?
Boots. Yeah,
put on boots. March out to with a flashlight
out.
And march out for your.
I don't even feel bad for you. I feel bad for your
constitutional.
Mom.
Go to the bathroom, pour lime on it. There you go.
Lime.
Yeah, you keep a bucket of lime by it.
Oh, why lime? It just cuts the odor.
It cuts the odor, but it also helps break it down and everything.
Oh, so this is you're talking about? We're talking about they would dig a hole and move this thing occasionally.
No. It was permanent. But that's what the lime would do.
Someone had to come in and scoop that up. Oh wait, so you're saying it never filled up?
No, the lime helped do all that.
Did it
stuff.
Help? Were you? Did you have to hold your nose when you went in there?
I don't.
I'm feeling for his mom. Like, his mom is the one I'm worried about in this scenario.
Why?
Like, because dudes can pee in the woods.
Yeah, but his mom married the dude and knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, they made the decision.
Kid, you're like, my vote is absolutely not.
Yeah.
Right.
I have neighbors like 3 miles away. My dad's like, ride your bike. I'm like, Dad, it's all downhill and then it's all uphill back.
Yeah.
And yeah. He didn't understand like why I just didn't walk 3 or 4 miles every day to go.
Well, you know.
And I ended up doing that.
I don't understand it either. Right. Well, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
No, I mean, you know what triggered the memory for me was the helicopter. I'm like, oh my God, that's right. His dad used to fly him down the hill to the bus stop.
Yeah.
In the morning. Crazy. What the? Because it's like this weird juxtaposition of you have nothing to get in the helicopter, child. I'm taking you to school. Like,
and he fully landed or you rappelled from 6 feet?
I slide down a rope and everybody was like.
Did you take your bike on that so you'd have a way to get home later or?
No. I'd walk up the mountain.
Oh my God.
Uphill both ways, three feet of snow.
Right. Well, there were times when it was. I mean, you lived in the mountains.
Kids. You've got legit stories. How
things used to be.
Cutting wood, baling hay, fixing roads. That's all we did.
Yeah. Oh boy. Sounds awful.
That's
why I don't go camping much anymore.
Well, you don't need to.
I don't need to.
You spent your entire childhood camping.
I got it out of my system.
Oh my God.
That's like, how old were you when that was going on?
About 10.
10 to what year? 10 to when?
10 to about 12 before we had everything. Like, you know, we had.
You had indoor toilets.
Yeah. We had 3 channels of TV on an antenna that I have to go out and turn. And,
man, you and I were living completely different lives.
Yeah, but yet I loved skateboarding and I had like no concrete, so I'd have to go into town to do it. And
I skateboarded.
I wanted to be you when I was 16.
Yeah, but you
15.
Couldn't.
I wanted to live in those California and do what you did.
You could go down your driveway and be out on the road and you're fine. Like, you live on a dirt road, right?
Everything was dirt.
Oh my goodness.
The only pavement was in town.
And yet, just for the record, as you're sitting here saying all these things, you still love West Virginia. Like, the vibe you have isn't, thank God I got out of there. The vibe you have is, yeah, that's my home, and I love it.
It is a wonderful place, and the people are just the best.
Did you ever try to get Shauna to move there?
No, that came up early, like never going to happen.
She's like, don't even ask me.
She visited, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so she was making an educated decision.
An informed
decision.
She enjoyed. I mean, it's very nice. Of course, anybody that comes, the first thing they say is, why are people being so nice? And like, because it's almost, if you live here and you go there and people randomly on the street will stop and say, hey, how you doing?
You're crazy? Why are you talking to me? Stop talking to me. You're scaring me. Yeah. It's a human in the wild. I got a couple of Liam Payne things and, you know, just to catch you up with whatever the latest development is. You know what's crazy? I don't have a Diddy story today. So do not send me one. Can we take a day off from Diddy? It's so depressing.
Go on.
Unless it's something amazing.
No, there's nothing to it.
Okay. I just felt like yesterday was too much for me. So Liam Payne, who used to be in One Direction, fell to his death in Argentina a week or so ago. And there have been a lot of questions asked, but it seems like a fairly cut and dry thing that he was partying and it, apparently alone by the time all of this happened. And then he fell off the balcony, whether he intended to fall or slipped and fell. He did. He's gone at the age of 31. So the identities of 2 sex workers, it is confirmed that he was with hours before his death. Mm. Death has been revealed. So the identities have been revealed. They both have very troubled pasts. If you want it, there's actually quite a bit of information about both of these women. Aldana and Lucila. I have their full names, but
Argentine sex workers.
That is correct.
Okay.
There's an Argentinian journalist who did the deep dive on this and found these women. They say they met Liam through an escort website. They told authorities they drank alcohol with him at this hotel in Buenos Aires. Then they got into an argument about payment and left the hotel about an hour before his death. So.
Well, that would raise suspicion, wouldn't it?
About what?
Well, I only know about hookers through movies and TV.
Oh, you mean like maybe their pimp went and got him. I believe that maybe they didn't even go to the room with him. Oh. It sounds like they were drinking at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Because they got into an argument. Well, I don't know. You know what? That's actually a really good question, because I was picturing them at the hotel bar, and you're right. If they were up in the room and that's where they got into the argument about payment, it is possible that someone came back. And
well,
went,
no, I understand they would have certainly looked at that if this is where the investigation led them. So I'm sure it's not the case. But in my mind, in movie world, if a hooker has a problem with a John, someone comes around to make sure you know that you owe money and then they're here to collect.
So earlier in the day, apparently, let's see, hours before he died, Liam was seen arguing with one woman in the street about money hours before he died. This is according to a hotel guest. The eyewitness said he appeared a little wild. And this person also claims that Liam repeatedly told the woman, "I'll give you $20,000 just because I can. I have $55 million and I like to help people." I do not know. This is just somebody's report. They're not saying specifically that this is Aldana and Lucila, the two chicks who were arguing with him. But, you know, now you say that, that hotel room got trashed. Like broken TVs and like a 911 call was placed prior to him going over the balcony. And it almost seems like maybe there is more here. I don't know. Maybe I'm just becoming one of those internet sleuths. I don't like that.
Well, and the autopsy, they said that there was absolutely
no defensive
wounds.
That's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, these two women, I don't know why he's yelling about $20,000 and he has $55 million.
This is what we're doing completely sober while we sit here and broadcast and try to figure out what someone who's been on a 3-day bender is doing. None of it's going to be logical. None of it's going to make any damn sense. And honestly, to this, you said, oh, he had two hookers. And I'm thinking, who does that? Like, but people do that. Of course right. They do that.
That's why there's hookers, because there is a demand.
Why isn't it any better if he just picked up two women in a bar and brought them back? I don't know. I don't know enough to put myself in this dude's shoes or what his style is or how he is. It sounds chaotic.
It does.
And like, I know you didn't do this. Like, it sticks in me because I'm an alcoholic. But you were saying he was partying, and it sounds like he's an addict. There's no party. That guy's miserable. Mm. That guy hates himself for being back on the junk, and he's just riding out the chaos, hoping to come in for a landing and go get clean again, because that's usually how that goes. Mm. It's a bender. It's a days-long bender, and he's probably barely conscious through most of it.
So this is after his girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, had left. Another ex-girlfriend, her name's Maya Henry. I don't think this is the girl that he had. He had a kid with Cheryl Cole, right? Is that the... So this other ex has just released a book. It's a novel. And in it, the pop star jumps over a balcony in a tragic coincidence. Mm. This is a book that she wrote. She's a lovely young lady. Maya Henry, looking forward. They're walking down the street. That looks like, I don't know, it looks like maybe Big Ben and the Chrysler Building and the Eiffel Tower. So maybe they're on tour. It says inspired by true events. And then it's the two of them with their arms around each other, or a rock star and a young lady. It's sort of a cartoon drawing. And he's got a guitar slung over his shoulder that says 5F instead of 1D. On the back of it. I'm just picking up all the clues here. But it's just so crazy because in it, he falls off a balcony. I hope I didn't just give away the end of this lady's book. Mm. It's so bizarre. Fans are quickly, of course, pointing out the similarities.
You're right. Cheryl Cole, so he had the baby with him.
So this Maya chick is just, she's another ex.
Yeah.
Okay. Maya Henry is her name. Amy Adams grew out her chin hairs for this latest film. I put the trailer for this up. It looks
what?
Really funny.
Did you just say?
Amy Adams grew out
her fabulous award-winning actress.
Yes. From Enchanted. She's great. And from Afflicted. That's not the name of it. Arrival.
I think she's an Academy Award winner, isn't she?
She might be, yeah. She's great. Oh, she's also, isn't she Lois Lane in some Superman thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. People know Amy. So Amy Adams grew out her chin hairs for her latest film. It's called Night Bitch.
Do you have those?
I do. I have.
You have chin hairs.
Well, here's the thing. I pluck my chin hairs and I'm always looking for them. I'm always on the lookout because you know what? I don't want chin hairs. So I'm always looking for those suckers and I've plucked them over the years and they never come. Now, knock wood. I think, you know how you pluck long enough and stuff stops popping up? Like one black hair that grows right under my chin.
Let it grow.
I'll let it.
Sign of wisdom.
Okay. I'm not letting it grow. I take it back. I'm not doing it. I am not doing that. It's hideous. Women know this. It's like you have a random hair somewhere, a dark hair, like on your face. You do not want that. So you keep an eye out for it. Sometimes all of a sudden it's there. You're like, how did I miss that for so long?
Do you have nipple hairs?
I did have some, I think we talked about that. I had a couple dark nipple hairs and I plucked those for a number of years too. And I don't look at me like that. That's just mean.
So many things that aren't talked about that should be normalized. But I remember being a kid and getting like, you know, to that base with this one girl and there were hairs there and I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
I didn't know how to
react. Long black hairs?
Yeah. Like hair.
Mm.
The end. I mean, it didn't go anywhere. Like I was a kid. So I just was freaked out and was like,
are you sure you didn't go, why do you have hair on your nipples?
No, I'm sure I didn't because I really was in over my head.
There are, your hair just grows where it's going to grow. And you, if you care about it, you pluck it out or shave it. I had a girlfriend when I was a kid. Oh shoot. We're out of time. Never mind. I'm not going to tell this.
Oh,
I don't have time. So anyway. Night Bitch is this movie. It stars Amy Adams. It is a horror comedy. It hits theaters on December 6th. I am 99% sure I put up the trailer on the Facebook page. I will check and make sure I did that. It looks great. It looks really fun. She's like, she turns into a dog at night. So she let all her hairs grow out on her face and stuff. That's why they call her the Night Bitch. Get it? See what I'm saying? Anyway, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
It appears she got Best Actress. Oh, these are nominations. Let me see. I'm looking
at this for the Oscars.
Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, American Hustle.
And oh, that was a good movie.
And something called Big Eyes.
Oh, right, where she's the painter who did all those big eyes. Remember those in the 70s? And then the husband took all the credit for it. Said they were his
paintings.
Oh, I
don't know that.
Something like
anyway,
that. She's been nominated, but she hasn't won. Is that what you're saying?
No, those were wins.
Okay.
Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, American Hustle. She won.
That was a great movie.
And Big Eyes, she also won. She's nominated for a lot of stuff. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash? In the news? The pettiest reason for not dating someone and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Whoa.
I know, right off the bat. Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the info and a link to buy. Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out on this. We want you at our Christmas party. Come on. Also, all this week, 8.05, coming up in about half an hour. And again at 9.05, we've got keywords that can get you a pair of tickets, win you a pair. For Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank's foundation has awarded nearly $1 million this year and isn't slowing down. Learn more about the foundation at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening.
Pausing to let you let the Fremont Bank sink.
Yeah, I know. We're all congratulating ourselves
for being here, for making it to Wednesday.
Good job, everybody. Yeah.
Hump day.
What a team.
Okay, so we are less than 2 weeks until we vote. I for one, look forward to being on the other side of it.
Yeah, me too.
It's funny that there are people, though, as much as they also want it over, they're also fearing the end result. So they say to themselves, I don't want it to end. I have more on that later.
Oh, all right. I want it to end.
Nice, beautiful day ahead.
Oh, it looks gorgeous out there already.
And high, like blue skies here in the city as we broadcast from downtown San Francisco from the Odyssey building in Studio 9. Beautiful out. Blue skies, sun shining. And highs as up to the 80s today. Spectacular.
Sounds perfect.
It's a good day for those new shorts you got.
Oh. I'm getting a flu shot and a COVID shot today. Yeah.
I've been thinking about that too.
Yeah, we're both going to go.
You're doing them both at once?
Yeah, I'm just doing both at once. And then, because we're going to go to New York in November. I really want to see my kids, and I don't need another thing canceled
by
COVID.
You want to have the time of your life, of course. I'm with you.
And go get that done.
I'm right behind you then.
Okay, great.
My actual concern or thought, I should say, last night as I was, you know, doing some things, the missus went and got surgery yesterday and I was dealing
with
the
kids
and I was thinking about all this stuff and I thought, I don't want to go get it too early, but I don't want to wait too long either. Like you catch the thing on this side of the season and you think, damn, I blew it. But you don't want to, you know, do it in September and then find yourself out of protection.
Yeah. No, I feel like this is feels like the right time. Plus we're going to see a million people on Halloween and I don't want any trouble. I'm so done with
trouble
happening because of COVID and et cetera. Boy.
I'm with you. All right. So here's some stuff. Let me ask you this was a headline. And the story didn't go anywhere, but the headline still stuck with me. And I thought, that's an interesting thing.
Okay.
So here's the question for you. Do you hate eating healthy?
No.
Maddie, do you hate eating healthy?
No.
It's harder to eat healthy, which is, I think, what half the problem is. So much easier to just grab something. I actually love eating healthy. And when I put the effort in to do it, or, you know, even if you just add a salad to the mix, like something that makes you feel good. Like if I snack on an apple with a little peanut butter, I feel like, well, that was certainly better than one of those bars that we stock in the pantry. Do you hate it?
I love eating healthy.
I like to feel clean.
I hate what I have become. I don't hate myself and I don't hate my family and I don't hate but what I'm saying is I have find myself eating things that I would never normally eat.
Because you just
out
have
of
to
necessity.
Eat. Right.
And it's a weak, I realize this, I'm admitting this too. It's also a weak excuse. Like I should do more prep. I should be more, I'm not that guy right now.
I agree.
Now.
I know
I
you.
Find I myself going, damn it. If I had just put some time in over the weekend and made this
prepared
and that.
Prepared a few things and had them ready.
Then I wouldn't be eating default items. So
it's hard though. It is hard. It all takes time.
I love eating healthy and always have. And then you have kids and you start finding yourself. And actually a really funny meme that someone sent me because I was talking about this on the air. I was saying I give all the apples and the things that to the kids. Like, this is their stuff and I need to make sure they're fed and then I can look at what I want to eat. And the meme is this mom is going, why are you giving the kids the Honeycrisp apples? And the dad goes, because the kids are hungry in it. And she goes, those apples aren't for the kids. Those apples are for us. Those other apples are for the kids. And I thought, it's in no home in America anywhere.
Never.
That's or funny. Is that true?
No, that's not true. Because honestly, are Honeycrisp apples more expensive than all the other apples?
I don't know.
Don't you just buy a bunch of apples?
I don't know. Well, no, actually, I hand pick them. I'm like,
yeah, no, but I mean, good. You're like, this is the kind I like. I'm buying a bunch of those. If a kid was really into like say Red Delicious, you know, the poisoned apple that the evil queen gives to Snow White, that look, then because I knew my kids would eat those. I'm like, they will eat that apple. I'm like, oh, would you like this poisoned apple? And oh no. You know,
so cute.
Whatever it takes to trick a kid into eating an apple. And I didn't want those. I'll take a bruised up Macintosh over that any day. I like them crisp and tart and.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, I do think that in general, we're trying to take care of our kids and that might be where we're failing. But for the most part, I love eating healthy and prefer it and hope to get back to it.
I feel so much better when I'm eating healthy, just like, you know, to fill up on carrots. Yay.
Anyway, the point of that story was...
I hate eating healthy. What am I kidding?
Scurvy's making a surprising comeback, so eat as much fruit as you possibly... Fruit and vegetables, everyone.
Isn't that a vitamin C thing?
It is.
Just take a vitamin C. If you hate fruit and vegetables, just take vitamin C. Wait, scurvy?
A nutritional illness once synonymous with ancient sailors is rearing its ugly head again in modern day.
Oh, my God.
And this is here in America.
Merca.
So consider some fruit and mix some fruit and vegetables in. I know there are people out there who will say, I don't eat anything green. Or they will say,
I reject green things.
I eat fast food. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I hope you don't end up with scurvy.
Yeah.
How funny is it? It's not funny at all, but like we had to find out by going on months long exploration trips at sea that we need to, and they somehow solve that. They're like, well, put some dried fruit on that boat and they can get there. You know, they don't know it's a vitamin. There's no microscopes. Nobody's figured that out. And it's like we had to go to space to know that you can't walk after you've been up there for a year. Like that all this other stuff happens to you. Your eyes start to go. Like the weightlessness is not, we're not designed for that.
Science!
Da-da-da-da. It's fun. It's interesting. Scurvy's back, everyone. Scurvy, scabies.
Do you want to know what scurvy does to you so you can check to see if you have it?
Okay. Yeah.
So if you have bleeding gums, skin hemorrhages, bruising, weakness, muscle pain, poor wound healing, skin discoloration, anemia, and loose teeth.
Jeez, that sounds terrible. It sounds like old-timey sailors, doesn't it? The old man in the sea and the guy's teeth are falling out.
What? Oh, no!
Another tooth! What?
Give me a lime!
How did they figure it out? It's so crazy.
So dating, it's rough out there.
Oh, that's what I hear, Vin.
It's rough out there. And I've got a couple stories on this subject. One is about a lady. This was in USA Today. She's an Alabaman.
Oh.
Her name's Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith.
She says, Maggie Smith, 32, walked back to her car in stunned silence. The Alabaman got dressed up, applied makeup, and made her way to a restaurant for dinner with someone she met on a dating app. They'd been texting for weeks and had spoken on the phone.
Mm.
This was their first official date, and she was looking forward to it. She was hopeful.
She's all gussied up.
The date lasted less than 2 minutes.
What? Why?
His quote is, and this is 2 minutes into the date. They met outside the restaurant, and his quote is, I'm just not feeling it.
One look at her and he's not feeling it.
She was like, what?
Oh, this is so sad.
She said, I felt crushed. And she shared this, of course, with all, you know,
everyone.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, back me up. This sucks, right? Yeah, that does suck.
Maddie doesn't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, just get it out of the way. Why waste the time at dinner if you're automatically like, this is not for me?
I'll tell you why. This is my opinion. And I do think that if I've asked you out and I'm taking you to dinner and now I'm here and I'm like, I'm over it. Whatever it is. I don't know. Whatever the thing is that right. made me go, I'm not feeling it. I can't even imagine how I would have that.
Instantaneous.
Maybe you got chewing tobacco in your mouth and I'm like, oh.
Or chin hair.
Whatever. Or chin hair. Who knows?
It's so,
I would still
it's
go,
so rude.
We're both here for dinner. Let's eat.
Let's eat. We've had some nice convos. Like,
let's just eat.
And I just feel like how many times have you met someone and you don't feel anything for, you know, nothing? And then you're together all the time. You see each other, you know, like people grow on each other. Like you might turn around and realize that someone you thought was a friend all those years is like someone that you're like, I think I love this person. Like that. It's like the age old story.
But you know if you're attracted to somebody or not.
Yeah, but sometimes you start out not being attracted.
I do think, and this leads me to my next story, that online dating does allow you to weed out people before you've had any chance to be captivated by them.
Right.
Because certainly a person's style or way, you know, you got a way. Like there's
got a way about her.
Right. There's certain things about you, the way you move, the way you talk, the way you, which can be captivating. And you wouldn't pick up on that
in
immediately.
The first 1 minute
or
when someone's
even
nervous
online while searching through Tinder.
I know somebody texts us one time. It makes me feel disposable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
and I felt like that's just such an awful way to feel.
So this next story is about what's your pettiest reason for not dating someone?
Oh, petty reason.
Petty reason.
I don't like their car.
The first thing that comes to mind is our old midday girl was like, I would never go out with someone who has their seatbelt in the photo on their dating app picture.
Such a strange hill to die on.
And she's like, because he didn't even try. And I'm like, right. He gave you a real life photo of himself.
Doing the thing he does occasionally.
Undoctored.
Driving.
Right. This is me. I didn't put on a suit. I didn't brush my hair all perfect. There aren't 700 of these in my phone before I got to the one that is lit properly.
I took the one.
I posted it. There's me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not good enough.
No seatbelts in front.
Like, what does she want? I mean, that's the thing is, like, if it's not a casual picture, is it like a glamour show? Like, I don't understand what people want. You just take a picture where you look cute and you put it up there. Oh, so, look, this is a good picture of me. I'll use
this
on my
dating
profile.
I think you just do it. My friend who ended up dating someone and is still with her.
Oh.
That's the guy.
Dare I ask? How's that going?
It's going fine.
Is it like, is he, you know, well, I mean, he immediately found her. So is he like.
They're not 20 something. So they're not rushing off down the aisle,
right.
But they hang. Yeah. They're totally together.
Is she saying, am I your girlfriend or what?
She definitely wants a lot more than he has been ready to go to, but they're together.
Mm.
What do you mean?
I'm just worried about her. I'm worried about them.
Why?
We made out.
Yeah.
It was
they
great.
Liked the
But he finds someone instantly. I don't know how long she'd been out there looking, you know, on these dating apps.
Yeah.
But he finds someone right off the bat and they hit it off. And now I'm wondering if he's feeling like, well, everyone else is going through, you know, 50 dates a week and I want to do that too.
No, it's not that.
Throw away something great.
But he's a guy who has some work to do on himself and also has two grown children that, you know.
Yeah.
He's trying to see and be in their lives and he works. So I don't know. I don't know if he's making this. He's certainly not brought me into the fold. If this is just.
I'm just wondering if they're together. I didn't.
They
I
are.
Okay, good.
But he also is a guy who he went and got photos taken. He got
like,
photos. Like
he had a photographer follow him around as he walked through a wheat field.
He
and stuff.
Had someone. I don't know what. When he told me that, I went, what the.
I need to. Can I see his profile, please?
No, I don't know his profile, and I think he
Billiam,
took it down.
Billiam,
who
I
are
need
you
to,
all talking about? Can
my friend, a good friend of mine. His name's Billy.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, this has been kind of a running thing on the show.
Okay.
This guy, he gets out of a relationship, he starts dating, and he meets someone, and Vinny comes in, he's like, oh my God, my friend Billiam, because we don't ever say his name's Billy. That seems wrong. Too much info. So he's looking at his thing, and the guy is like, Vinny goes,
show.
How did it go? And he's like, we made out. It felt great. So that was the first night. So then we made out. It felt great.
You were overhearing that on the phone. Like you were.
Oh, that's what it was. He's
fully
talking.
Eavesdropped on my phone call.
Well, you're so loud, and then you have your volume turned all the way up on every device you own.
Isn't it the rule? Anything in this building that's said out loud is fair
dinkum. So then I start asking him about it, and we started chanting. We did chant. You and I didn't chant, but there was another we in there.
So he didn't find a petty reason to break up with her.
No.
Not yet.
No, but he did go get a picture taken, which to me...
He had a photo shoot for social media.
He put on some clothes and took a photo, and he was like, I want it to be lit properly. I want it to look like I give a crap. Mm. And I thought, that's interesting. I would go the opposite route and be like, here's the photo. This is the real me. If you're not interested, I fully get that.
Right. But to see someone outside a restaurant after talking for weeks and to be so dismissive is actually beyond rude. It's inhuman. Like, you're a jerk. You're a real jerk.
You didn't even feed her?
Yeah, at least feed. Like, take a second. Like, ugh.
So this goes back to the dating apps. And have you ever dumped someone or not dated them for something totally petty? And here's some of the things people wrote.
Let's hear it, yeah.
She was perfect. Except she would snap her fingers whenever someone said something she liked.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Every conversation was peppered with snaps.
That's just a tick. You could say that bothers me.
If it annoys you, you don't want to live with that. So yeah, break up with her. I 100% agree with that.
Wouldn't you? Oh. She was perfect, except for that.
Hey, I stopped dating a girl once because I didn't like how she ate at dinner.
Well, that's valid.
Wait, the snap's not valid.
The snap could be annoying. I can see that.
But eating
is immediate. I'm like, so now I'm what, going to be your mom and teach you how to behave in a restaurant?
Well, it wasn't that. She just was slow.
Oh,
welcome to dating girls. What are you talking about?
This is back when I dated a lot.
You're like, dinner's taking too long? I'm waiting to bone you and you're not eating fast enough? Is that what this was?
It was just forever. Like one pee at a time. Like just,
I would not
I
be married
that.
Right now if that were the standard.
One
because the girl I'm with
time.
Is she takes she like takes things from different parts of the plate and crafts a bite.
The perfect bite with that melds all the flavors.
She
that,
crafts
I
a
get
bite
behind that.
And then takes the bite and then you see her in like some form of happiness. And then she starts the process again.
Oh my God, she's enjoying her food.
I couldn't do it.
These are people who are enjoying their food.
She can't do it.
I'm so sorry that food enjoyment is no good. I was talking more about like if you eat, chew with your mouth open, or you even just hold your fork and knife wrong, it really bums me out.
And Sarah, you know my thing about bathrooms too. Like I don't want to hear a lady in the bathroom, so run the water.
The guy. What?
My wife ran the water the entire time.
This is a drought state, my friend. That is unbelievable.
Mm. On Tinder, these are some other reasons why people either dumped someone or never dated them in the first place.
Oh my God.
On Tinder, a woman always swiped left, meaning no, on any guy holding an iPhone without a case because, quote, I don't need that kind of stress in my life. Which is cute and fun. It's a funny thing to have written. I actually feel like that's a bit. And yet this is a person who's saying no to dating someone.
Because they are not protecting their phone?
She's going to be busy with the status of that phone's health, I guess.
Is that because they slip out of your hand so easily?
All the time. Every
do
day.
Do you have a thing on your phone?
I have a case. I went without a case for a while
because
I do believe they've made these beautiful devices.
I agree.
They're slim and light
and I put
and
a janky, filthy, dirty
and
case
yet,
on the thing.
After dropping a couple of them, you go, okay, there's just, I don't, whether I can or can't afford it, I can't afford it. I'm not going to let myself buy new phones once a year because I've shattered the damn thing.
I know. It is true.
I just saw you look at the clock and I realized I have to go. Bye.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, your first shot at Alice in Winterland tickets plus Jelly Roll.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.